I am going to go down the list that I see of participants. And if I don't call your name at the end of that, bring that to my attention. Okay, so let me get to the participant. I'm going to go to the top. So Regina Marie, president, is here. Andrea Day Klutz is our host.
All right, you guys hear me now? Finally,
Yes,
yes. Yes,
Joe.
thank you.
Joe.
I've
Yeah,
been
okay.
knocked out this whole time. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. If you guys could not talk because it jumps around, as you all know that are hosts. Okay, so Joe Green is here and he's a member. Linda Perrell is here and she's a member. Linda Samulski is here and she's a member. Kathy Wells is helping to tabulate votes and she is not a member by DC.
I'm sorry, who was that? Oh, Cachet. Thank you.
Yeah. Rini Dobbins is here and she is a member. Pam Metz is here and she is a member. In fact, Vice President Robert Acosta is here and he is a member. Sarah Harris is here and she is a guest. Okay, ending in 659. Regina.
Sandra Spencer.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Hello. Thank you. Welcome.
Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Welcome, Sandy.
I heard your voice.
Linda. Okay, caller user one. Does anyone know who comes in under user one?
Christine Bailey, Linda's
Christine Bailey,
right.
welcome. A guest. Thank you.
I'm sorry, was Sandy a guest or a member?
She's a guest.
Okay,
All right,
okay,
I need to fix
Kathy.
that.
Kathy is here and she is a guest. Welcome. David Mundell is here and he's a member. Dorothy is here and she is a member. Kirkley, I'm sorry, I can't make out the first name and I don't want to mess it up. Last name of Kirkley?
Ethel.
Ethel, thank you. Ethel,
Ethel.
welcome. She is a
Hey,
guest.
Ethel.
Okay, Ethel Kirkley is a guest.
Can we have the spelling of the last name, please?
KIRTLEY.
Thank
Oh, Kirkley.
you.
Thank you. Frank Welty is a member. Lorene Thebany is here. Welcome. She's a guest. Ruth Acosta is here and she is a member. Samania is here and she is a member. Stephanie Watts is here and she's a member. How did you get at the end again, Stephanie? And Vivian Younger is here at the end. She's also a member.
I
And
say
that
we
is it.
start. I say we start with the bottom of the alphabet for us bottom folk. You know, the Wellses of the world, the Wattses of the world, the Youngers of the world. We should be at the top. Just
Okay.
saying.
It's the Zavalis of the world.
Yes. And the Zavalis of the West.
So, Jessica
Zavali.
Marquez is
At
here.
the
Let's
top.
reflect that she has joined and she is a member.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Jessica Marquez,
Oh,
she just
Jessica,
came
yes.
in.
our secretary, thank God.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think no one else joined after Jessica, did they,
Don't
Andrea?
believe so. No.
Yeah.
And I
Okay.
think I got all the guests labeled, I hope. And
Thank
everybody's
you.
phone number changed.
Thank you so much.
No problem. You got it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, if I did not call your name, perhaps if on you're sharing a device with someone or something, can you let me know that? Okay, I think we're
And
ready to
Nikki, this is Nikki. I labeled myself as a guest.
Thank
Thank you,
you.
Nikki. Thank you.
Very helpful. Okay, we are going to get this ball rolling and I will turn it over to, well, no, I have to have approval of the draft agenda that was sent out. And I would like to take the liberty of doing something. I believe, and we can check with Frank, that we need to do our constitutional amendments first because that governs how we do our elections. Am I correct, Frank? Frank is muted if he's talking.
Our parliamentary
Here we
person.
go. I believe that the actual the amendment actually takes effect after the meeting, so it doesn't matter in this case.
Oh, good.
And
okay.
Also, I think that also the particular details that are being changed in the amendment aren't really going to be significant in this election. So.
Okay, good. Then we don't have to change anything. Can
No, we don't have to do it first.
Okay, so we can go with the order that we have. Does anyone have anything to add to the agenda?
Let's end at 8 o'clock. That's what I would add.
Yes.
Yeah, can we shorten it, Tom?
How about
Gina, this is Linda.
7:30.
Yes. Linda Perrell.
Can I just say something briefly at some point about being your nominating committee representative and inviting people to contact me if they have any thoughts about that?
I will put you right after the president's report. Is that good?
Super.
Okay. Thank you, Linda, for that reminder. So I'm asking for approval of the agenda with the addition of Linda Perrell speaking on the nominating committee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, I'm going to assume everyone else is abstaining or voted yes. Okay, we'll go to the minutes and I will turn this over to Jessica to approve the October semi-annual minutes and then after that, the March special meeting minutes. Welcome, Jessica, and thank you.
Oh, thank you. I apologize for being late. All right. So I sent over the minutes, I believe, a week ago. Do I put the motion on the floor?
Yes.
Okay. Motion on the floor to accept the minutes for October 2021 semi-annual business meeting.
Stephanie, second.
Okay. Seconded by Stephanie. And may we reflect that Patty Nash has joined as a guest. Hello, Patty. Welcome. Okay. Any discussions on the October semi-annual minutes? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. That passes. And go ahead, Jessica, the special board meeting, March.
All right. A special board meeting was conducted in March 2022 for the election of the delegates for the CCB convention. Motion to pass the minutes.
All in favor. Do you have a second?
Stephanie, second.
Yeah, I'll second. This is Pam.
Okay, Pam seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposing? Okay, I'm going to say that passed by a voice vote as well, unless I have an objection. Okay, thank you so much, Jessica. I will now turn it over to Vita, and she has two things in a row, the treasurer's report, and then talking to you about membership dues. Take it away, Vita.
All right. So I already sent out the business meeting treasury report yesterday. As you know, we've been doing quarterly reports. I sent out the January to March report, and I appended it to the April report for business meeting. So I can read through the April report quickly, if you want me to do that, Regina. Or it was sent to the list and we're just voting.
You can read the April, it's not very long.
Right, okay. So this covers April 1st through April 29th, and I sent it out as late as I could so that I could get people yesterday. The opening balance was $1,005.53. We had dues for six members, totaling $90. And so the total deposits was 90. Expenses, we had CCB registration fees for delegate and alternate delegate. That's $50. And then we had Square service fees of $3.76. So expenses total 53.76. And closing balance is $1,041.77. And just the notes, we have 39, we had 39 members for fiscal year 2022. And now going into fiscal year 2023, we have 15 members. Actually, two more people signed up today. So we actually have 17 new members going into 2023. And then we have 8 scholarships. So anyone needing a scholarship, let me know. And then you want me, okay, so let's just accept this. That's it for the Treasury report. So I make a motion that we accept the Treasury report.
I second it.
Who was that?
Linda Smolsky.
Okay, Linda Smolsky, yeah.
Okay, any questions for the treasurer? Hearing none, well, there's a motion on the floor to approve the treasurer's report as submitted. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that passes. And now membership dues.
About 2 weeks ago, I sent out a letter to the list letting people know that we are now collecting dues. And we collect dues through June 30th for next year, which begins July 1st. And people who pay before June 30th will be put into a drawing for 3 scholarships. So 3 free scholarships, that's pretty cool. And we'll draw those on June 30th. And you can make your payments either through PayPal or through Square. Those are the 2 avenues we have. Or obviously you can also send a check and I can send you that address if you would like. So I know we have a number of guests here, and if you have an interest in joining IDC, feel free to write to me. You can actually write to inclusivediversitycalifornia@gmail.com. Or you can write to vzaboli@gmail.com, which probably most of you have. Anything else?
Any questions about membership? And did we say the amount?
Oh, no, we didn't. $15.
Okay. It's $15 for the year. And we want to do that to make sure that money is not an object. But if it is, if there is something, definitely take advantage of the scholarships that we have.
Madam President, question, Stephanie.
Yes, Stephanie.
Of course, we can do what, need a Square. What did you say, Square?
Square, to do Square, you need to call me. You give me your credit card. I run it through the Square app, and then I immediately delete your credit card information, and you get a receipt from Square. Okay. PayPal, you do online, mm-hmm. And I can send it. It's at the bottom of the Treasury report. If you have the Treasury report, you look at the notes section at the bottom. I always put the PayPal account link so you can pay by PayPal. Mm-hmm.
And for anybody interested in just calling you and giving the card your. Mm-hmm. Acceptable.
That number is 510-846-4080.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you. Going on. Okay. Thank you very much, Rita. Okay. We have now moved to item 6, which are our elections. And we are ahead of schedule, in fact. And when we do the elections, what I'm going to do to try to speed the process is to have people raise their hand if they're going to say no, because then there won't be the need to count the yays. We've labeled who's guest, so if you're a guest and you say no, it won't count.
Is Patty a guest?
I believe so. Is that Patty Nash?
Yes.
Yes, she's a guest and very welcome.
Okay. I think that may be the only one. I just want to make sure I'm accurate here. Vivian Younger, she's a member?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I thought Miley joined. Did Miley George join?
I don't see Miley.
Okay.
Nellie Emerson joined.
Oh, Nellie. That's who I
am. Nellie. And Nellie's a member, right?
No. A guest.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to join. I don't think I paid yet, so I can't vote.
Yes. Thank you, Nellie, but welcome.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Nellie, welcome.
All right. We have elections. And as I said, I'm going to ask for the no. So if you don't want that person, we will do it that way. That's for the acclamation if we get no one else nominated. If there's a contested election, that's when we're going to raise hands. And does everyone agree with this process before I do it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess it's okay. I feel like the no kind of puts people out there sort of.
But they raise their hand. They don't have to talk.
Okay.
So if you want to say no, you raise your hand. And if we get no raised hands, then we'll consider it by acclamation.
Got it.
If that makes sense. So you don't have to say your name. In fact, don't.
Thank
Just
you.
Raise your yeah. hand. Okay. Sorry if I misphrased that.
Yeah, I was Regina, I was going to also add that. Okay, so for the no's, so as in no, you don't want that.
You do don't not want to, say anything, just raise right. your hand if you're no vote.
And
so that we know a number, but we don't know a person.
Gotcha.
And okay, Cache and Andrea will not reveal it.
Regina?
They're very trustworthy. Yes, ma'am.
Does a voiceover identify that?
It doesn't. You could look, but okay. But you'd have to look. It doesn't.
Like okay.
It,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the first office that is up is Vice President. Oh, I'm sorry. I need to ask for the nominating committee to give their report, and it was sent out to the list, but I would like to ask a repeat of who's on the slate. And Jeff Tom is away celebrating his birthday with his children, so he has designated Stephanie Watts to do this part. Stephanie?
Okay. We have, hang on one second. We have Pam Hill-Mitz on the slate as vice president, correct? I'm sorry, I apologize. I wanted my notes in front of me, but Braille didn't work. So Pam Hill-Mitz, Joe Green, board director, and Vita Zavalli as treasurer on the slate.
Thank you.
Need I say more?
I know. Okay, up first is Pam Metz, and she is running again for vice president. This will be her second term. Oh, sorry, a phone number just joined.
Yeah, we just 619. Could you please identify yourself?
Hello. Hi, this is Jacqueline Jackson of San Diego. I'm sorry okay. I'm late. I just got here. No.
Is Welcome, Jacqueline a member? I think yes. she's a yeah, okay.
She is. Thank you for joining us, Jacqueline. Okay.
I'm glad to be able to get in. I'm sorry I'm late.
All right. So for the office of vice president, we have Pam Metz on the slate. And I'd like to ask if there are any nominations from the floor. Again, are there any nominations from the floor? And a third time, are there any nominations from the floor?
Move nominations be closed and then that Pamela Hill-Metz be elected as vice president by acclamation.
Okay.
Second it.
The motion was made by David. Do we need a second? We don't need a second for that. Okay.
It was Linda Simulski, if you need one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If you are opposed to Pam Hill-Mitz being elected as our vice president, please raise your hand now. Any hands?
No.
Okay, we'll give just a couple more minutes or
seconds. What are you trying to do? Make me lose?
No. Okay, the chair has determined that Pam Hilmetz was elected by acclamation. Yay! Congratulations, Pam.
Yay!
Hey, Pam.
Yay!
Thank you. God, Jesus, woman. I'm the only person you can call and complain to. Jesus.
That's
man.
Right. I am very glad. The next, Pam knows a lot of things I've said. That's why we're going to remain friends. So, next is
That's
treasurer.
The only reason? That's bad.
No, no, lots of other reasons. Okay, treasurer. Vita Zavali is on the slate, and I will ask, are there nominations from the floor? Are there nominations from the floor? Second time, any nominations from the floor? I didn't think so. Does someone want to move something?
And vote Vita in as treasurer by acclamation.
That's a lot of words, Joe.
Okay.
That's
it
for Joe.
Exactly.
All in favor of electing Vita Zavali is our treasurer again. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm wrong. Any opposed to electing Vita Zavali? Put your hands down. Anyone opposed to electing Vita Zavali?
Meaning we should raise our hands if we're opposed?
Yes. Yes. Only raise your hand if you're opposed.
Got it.
No hands.
Okay. I'm going to say that it's closed and Vita is elected
Yay,
by Vita. Acclamation.
Yay.
Thank God.
Yay. Thank God.
Thank you for doing it again.
Yep.
Thank yes, you. Yeah. Thank
Very
you.
Much.
Thank you for putting your trust in me. And it does. It's a good job.
Because you're doing your job. Yeah, good job.
It's a good job, but it's a dirty job. Somebody's got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, that's right. And last but not least, our next position is board of directors, and Joe Green is on the slate. Are there any nominations from the floor? Any nominations from the floor? And the third time, any nominations from the floor?
Move to close nominations and elect Joe Green as director by acclamation.
Thank you, Debbie. Yeah. Okay.
Any I'll second opposed? It, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Bob Acosta is seconded. Anybody opposed to electing Joe Green as board of directors for a second term? Opposed. Raise your hand.
No.
Uh-oh, Taylor raised his hand. You don't get a vote, Taylor.
Okay. He raised his paw, but he doesn't get...
That's right, he can't be counted.
Yeah, Max tries that too, but it doesn't work.
All right. I say that the nominations are closed and Joe Green has been elected for a second term by acclamation. Congratulations, dear.
Yay.
I want to say thank you to all of you. This means so much every since, you know, as we all say, ever since George Floyd, but this been around for so much longer, even going way back. So this means a lot to me. Thank you, guys.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah,
and I told a fibby. Taylor didn't vote against you. Okay.
Hey, Stephanie.
He knows where his food come from.
Right.
And congratulations to our West Coast DKM.
Yay!
Oh,
thank
you,
yeah.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. I'm excited about that, too.
Yeah.
It's been a great year. I got Taylor, the DKM, now poor. Oh, my God. It's been a great year.
We're all going to Omaha.
Yay.
That's right.
Yay.
Woohoo!
All right. if there is nothing further on elections, we are going to move to the president's report. First, I want to thank everybody in IDC, whether you're a member, if you're thinking of becoming a member, but especially our board of directors, and all of you have been so supportive of IDC and stepped up, and every single board of director has taken some initiative, even if it was being on a committee, taking initiative, donating. This board is phenomenal in supporting IDC, and I'm just proud of every single one of you. It makes my job so much easier, and it makes me want to stay up when I need to stay up till midnight to get some things done by the deadline. But that is not because I don't have help. That is because sometimes life gets in the way. So I first want to tell all of you a big thank you. Also, if you would like, you are a member or become a member and you have an interest in a committee, we have advocacy, we have budget and finance, we have constitution and bylaws, we have fundraising, publications, program. Did I forget one? I don't think so. Those are our
yes,
main
you things. Did.
Oh, membership. I'm so sorry, Linda. That is not right. I should not
only
have
one that.
That
has co-chairs.
And they have there's two co-chairs, and there are a mover and shaker committee. If you like action, get on that committee. The membership committee as well. And so wherever your interest lays, and if we spread the work around, more of it will get done. That's my motto. So if you're interested at all in a committee, let me know. So the rest of my report is going to be really quick about legislation. AB 1947 is in the state right now. It actually got voted out of committee and passed the appropriations, which is amazing. It's a disability hate crimes bill. And particularly makes sure that disabilities are recorded if there is a crime committed, so it can be determined if it is a hate crime, because asking someone to do that on the spot is not a good idea. So if someone has a disability and there's a crime, you know, a crime is committed against them, that is recorded and it has to be followed up by the law enforcement so that they know whether or not this was a hate crime, because how can the attorney general of the county, the DA, how can he determine if it is a hate crime if he doesn't even know the person was disabled? And a good example was the grandfather that was Asian, and he was attacked and killed last year. Oh. He was blind.
Oh,
but nobody knew. And our rehabilitation services, which is 2480, is on its way to appropriations, as is our mental health, which is AB 199. And our voting rights, which is AB 1480. You can still comment on 1480 for the independent voter return. And as we know, that's important for people with disabilities and people from marginalized communities to be able to vote. So both those, you know, if you're a disabled person, a blind person, and you are from a minority, it's even more important that you have this option in the many things. And as you know, state resolutions have already been in. Tomorrow's the deadline for national, and I just want to say that we've submitted several from IDC and MCAC, and as far as a lot of them concerning different things have not even, we don't know what happened to them. So I'm thinking we should figure out what's happening with them and make sure that they are being taken care of before we go writing more. And that's of course, it's up to the membership, but that's the end of my report. Any questions about anything that I went through? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to turn it over to Joe Green, Constitution and bylaws. Stand by, Frank, in case we need some advice.
I'm so lucky to get to work with some of the two of the greatest team members, Robert and, of course, Frank. Also on the state's Constitution and Bylaws team. So thank you guys. We've been working hard, of course, including with Regina, ever since last year to updating our Constitution and Bylaws. And I actually sent it out by email, the changes, three different times, and pursuant to our Constitution and Bylaws. I said the last time was April 15th, because we have to do it 15 days prior. I do believe we do have to read the changes, so I will leave that up to Regina.
I have it up in Braille, and if you can handle my voice, I will be reading.
Thank you.
We will be considering two amendments to the IDC Constitution and one amendment to the IDC Bylaws during our business meeting on April 30th, 2022. Amendment 202105. It was submitted last year, but we're voting on it now. Voting description, clarified language regarding voting. And this was written by Frank Welty. Amendment to be considered at the April 30th, 2022 IDC business meeting. Current language, Article 6, authority, meetings, quorum, voting, and elections. Section 4, voting. A, during regular and special meetings, all questions shall be decided by voice vote. After a voice vote has been taken, the question shall be put to a roll call vote or to a secret ballot if there is a motion to do so, or if the chair rules the result of the voice vote to be inconclusive. I'm reading with an orbit. Is that background sound annoying anyone?
Not me.
Okay. B, the chair shall designate two impartial individuals who are non-IDC members to count the votes for a secret ballot. Okay. Proposed language. Article 6, authority, meetings, quorum, voting, and elections. Section 4, voting. A, during regular and special meetings, except as specified elsewhere in this section, all questions shall be decided by voice vote. If the chair rules the results of the voice vote as inconclusive, or if a motion to overrule the decision of the chair is approved, the question shall be decided by a count of raised hands, a roll call vote, or a secret ballot. B, the chair shall designate two impartial individuals who are non-IDC members to count votes. And any questions about that can be directed to Frank at this time, since he wrote the amendment.
Yes, it's Vita.
Go ahead, Vita.
It's a little confusing. So what we're saying, okay, so what we did today then was not appropriate, because what we did was no votes should be by designation of raised hand. Well, which is fine, because it's not amended yet. That says, am I correct about that? Is that right, Frank? And in the future, we can't do it that way.
Frank?
I would say that, yeah, I think that, Vita, you raised an interesting point in that that we, when this was originally written, we weren't thinking in terms of this convention that has been adopted here and elsewhere on Zoom specifically for essentially for non-controversial votes of calling for a no vote with the assumption that if nobody says anything, they're in favor. And that we do it by raised hands rather than voice. I think that that is a good question, how we want to handle that. So I don't have a clear answer to that at this point. So yeah, that's a good question. I mean, personally, I'd say go. I think we should go ahead and adopt this this motion, and then review whether we need to put explicit language in for that purpose to account for Zoom style voting, or if we just should just assume that when we're doing these votes the way we do, that it's the equivalent of a voice vote.
It just says it should be decided by a count of raised hands. It doesn't specify.
Oh, it doesn't say voice vote. It just says count of raised
hands. No, it says voice vote. And then it also says only if it's inconclusive do we do something else.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like maybe we should do voice votes or raise hands. It needs some cleanup. I understand what we're trying to do, but it needs a little cleanup.
If we added voice vote and raised hands, would that you consider that a friendly amendment, Frank?
I think if we say voice vote or raised hands, I think that would be a reasonable friendly amendment, because I think clearly that's why we're doing it, is to address this case.
Okay. Any other input from anyone? Questions? Okay. And I think for the sake of this, it is definitely an amendment. Should we do a count on raised hands for this instead of acclamation?
It requires two-thirds vote. Yes.
Right. So we're going to have to count on this one. Okay.
I'm sorry. Before we do that, can we ask Andrea to give us the Zoom information, you know, just in case
everybody knows? Thank you. Andrea?
I'm here. I was just muted. I'm right here.
Oh, can you tell us how to raise our hands?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. If you are on a PC, it is Alt-A. On the Mac, Command-Shift-A. On the phone, *9. Oh, excuse me. I'm mixing these up. Okay, raise hands. Sorry, it's going to start over. I always start with muting and unmuting, so my apologies. To raise your hand on the computer, Alt-Y. On the Mac, Option-Y. On the phone, *9, and on your smartphone, it is the bottom right corner of your screen under the More tab. My apologies. Yes, Joe. Are you just voting, or did you have a question?
No, I was voting.
Okay, all right. Sorry, I'm sorry. I assumed you had a question because your hand went up so early.
Oh, no, you have to put your... I haven't even called for the vote.
Okay.
Bye.
It doesn't count.
Okay, all right.
Okay, does anyone need those repeated?
I can repeat them again. My apologies for the confusion. So Alt-Y on the computer, Option-Y Mac, *9 on your landline phone, and bottom right of your smartphone screen under the More tab.
Okay. All right, let's have the vote. All in favor of this amendment as read, please raise your hand. With the friendly amendment that Rita offered.
Who's playing Dice World?
That was mine. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I got it taken care of.
I thought it was funny. That's okay.
Let me know when you stop seeing hands.
No more.
Okay, we'll let them count. Let us know when you're ready, ladies. 12 minutes ago, Giant Steven Series, 4-6 spinning highlight. It's so quiet. Is that what we have to do to get everyone quiet? I appreciate everybody's time. I promise once these constitutional amendments are, it won't be so boring.
Okay, just give us a minute here. I'm sorry, Regina. Cache, are you seeing my, I sent you a text.
Okay.
MLB, now, MLB, debt versus, light about to start, pitching, raise that, debt versus the shot, one.
Okay, hold on.
4, 5, 7, 6, 3, yes.
Okay, do you want us to give you the number? You want the number, Regina?
Not yet. Can you record that? Just, you know, make sure you remember.
We have the same count.
Great. Okay, and now, everyone put their hands down, or can we put everyone's hands down?
Yep.
This is Jacqueline on the telephone. I cannot put my hand down. You guys have to
do
that.
I'll get it.
I don't want to be confused.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we got them all down.
Okay. Any opposed to this amendment with the friendly amendment Vita submitted? Please raise your hand.
No.
Give it just a couple more ticks.
Okay.
Okay. We are ready for the count.
13. Can you confirm that for me, Cache, please?
13.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. And how many members do we have present?
17.
Okay.
17? Okay.
17, yeah.
Thank you, Vita.
I say that. Sure.
So I have a constitutional question here.
Okay.
Constitution, is it 2/3 of the members present and voting?
Voting, yes.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that motion passes. And we're going to move on to the next amendment. There's only three. This one is the longest one, I will tell you, but it's an important one.
Yeah, it is.
And amendment 2021-06. The subject is purpose, and the description is updating the language regarding the purpose of IDC. Status amendment to be considered at the April 30th, 2022 IDC business meeting. And this was written by Frank Welty and myself. Current language, Article 3. Purpose. The purpose of IDC shall be to do the following, and this is the current language, by the way. A, build an active, multicultural, and supportive community of persons who are blind or low vision that fosters inclusivity and diversity as it relates to race and ethnicity. B, listen and respect everyone, no matter their background, race, culture, sexual orientation, religious beliefs, age, gender identity, disability, or other differences. C, conduct discussions, workshops, and community calls designed to combat bias, bigotry, anti-Semitism and racism while promoting intercultural dialogue, awareness, and respect for diversity in the California Council of the Blind. D, provide support, resources, outreach, and opportunities that enhance the experiences of people with vision loss from historically marginalized racial and ethnic communities. E, provide opportunities and guidance for allyship with Black, Indigenous, Latinx, Asian, and other people of color in the California Council of the Blind, particularly, and the state of California as a whole. F, promote the acceptance, accommodation, and full inclusion of blind people and people with low vision from all races and cultures by agencies, healthcare providers, employers, educational institutions, businesses, and the general public. G, work to improve the scope of and quality of educational, cultural, rehabilitation, and employment opportunities to enhance the quality of life for persons experiencing vision loss from all racial backgrounds, especially those who face discrimination and marginalization in the state of California. H, seek and form alliances with other like-minded organizations. Okay, very long. Now, this is the proposed language. So this is what we're proposing. So, purpose. The purpose of IDC shall be to do the following. A, build an active, multicultural, and supportive community of persons who are blind or low vision that fosters inclusivity and diversity as it relates to race and ethnicity. B, okay.
Question, Regina, so can you tell us what's changed? So A has not changed, is that right? A to A?
It's a little bit less wordy, believe it or not.
I'm trying to compare A to A, B to B, you know, so that otherwise it's hard to.
Yeah, they were sent out in writing.
I know.
If you bear with me, I can. Okay. It'll be going back and forth. I can read them back to back. But it's going to.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just going to go in order. I'll explain if I know there's a change. That'd be great.
Yeah.
But this one is pretty much the same. I think it was more grammatically changed, so it was less confusing.
Yeah.
B, listen, welcome, respect, and support. And welcome was added. Everyone, no matter their background. And this phrasing was changed. Race, culture, income, sexual orientation, gender identity, including all those who identify under the LGBTQ spectrum, religious beliefs, age, disability, or other such characteristics. And that word was differences, and we changed it to characteristics.
Okay.
C, conduct discussions and workshops, and we took out community calls. Discussions and workshops designed to combat racism, anti-Semitism, and all other forms of bias and bigotry while promoting intercultural dialogue of intersectionality in the California Council of the Blind. We shortened that and took out all the dialogue awareness and all these other words and put intersectionality in the middle so that it wasn't as long. D. Yes.
I apologize for interrupting you. Maybe I'm a little mixed in the sauce here, but it sounds like you said that phrase and ended with in the California Council of the Blind.
Yes. So this is particular to the California Council of the Blind. Okay. I'll reread it without my commentary. C, conduct discussions and workshops designed to combat racism, anti-Semitism, and all other forms of bias and bigotry while promoting intercultural dialogue of intersectionality in the California Council of the Blind.
Okay.
Regina, I have a question, if I may, Bob.
Okay, Bob.
I'm not going to throw, I don't want a 3-hour thing. What the heck is intersectionality? Define it, please. What are we doing?
It's way all of that intersects. So it's just a fancy word so that you don't have a long phrase with dialogue awareness. Well, I know Jessica's a professor. Help me out. Intersectionality.
Okay,
Jessica.
Please.
Yeah, intersectionality is the idea that we all as individuals have different identities. Mm-hmm. So when we are thinking about intersecting one over the other, so we can kind of see each other as more than, for example, I'm blind, Latina, millennial. And think of it like an intersection when you are crossing a street. When we are talking about certain issues, we're not just going like the blind perspective, the millennial perspective. We're putting both perspectives. I am a millennial and I am blind. So that is what intersectionality tries to do, where we're going. We're not just focusing on each and every one of you as just one item, one identity. It's all about intersecting everything together and how that plays out, how we live our everyday lives. Hopefully that helps a little bit more.
Okay, thank you. I just was wondering.
Yes.
I kind of like to keep blind in the forefront because that's who we are. But if you guys want to include every intersexuality, we'll fight for, you know, all groups. Good luck. We're short of funding as it is to help the blind. But okay.
No, I won't fight it. These are people with vision loss, and that's throughout the whole part of this.
Yeah, purpose. That's the commonality. All of us.
The commonality is vision loss and blindness.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then that blind millennials, blind.
Yes. Age.
Okay. If you go for that, that makes it better. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Think of it like intersections. Like when you are, crossing the street, it's not just one path going straight. You can go the other way too.
So we're all on blind alley. Yeah.
And as long as blind's in the forefront, I have no problem.
Yes.
That's okay. Who we are. Thank you.
D. Oh, any other before I go on? Sorry.
Linda.
Go ahead, Linda.
When you back on the B, I think it is, it's not the spectrum of LGBTQ, it's the continuum.
Spectrum, I got that,
something else.
I got that from BPI. So I
did.
Yes, that was shape of when they came to talk to us.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's new to me. Because the spectrum I always thought was referring to, like
as defined
and you know that kind of.
Jessica,
thank you,
Jessica.
Okay,
hold on. First, Jessica again on spectrum versus. Continuum?
Yeah, it's spectrum, kind of like the autism spectrum too. Words are changing. So I teach it as a spectrum, especially when I'm teaching, gender identity.
Okay.
So we, like Regina mentioned, we talked to Anthony Corona and the president of BPI. So we're kind of getting guidance from them for this one.
Super. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, Rita.
Instead of income, because that sort of implies money coming in, can we just economic status, something like that?
I would consider that a friendly amendment if you wanted to do that, would you, Frank?
Yes. Yes.
This is Sam. Yeah, that sounds better. I was going to say the same thing. Yes.
Okay.
Thanks,
good. Okay. So that has changed. Let me see. Where was that? What letter was that?
B A B.
Is it B, right? Yes. Listen. Okay. I'll reread it with the wording. Listen, welcome, respect, and support everyone, no matter their background, race, culture, economic status, sexual orientation, gender. entity, including all those who identify under the LGBTQ plus spectrum, religious beliefs, age, disability, or other such characteristics.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Thank you, Vita.
A welcome go before listen.
We
welcome people first.
First, and then we listen.
Yeah.
We listen, and then we decide if we want to welcome them.
Suppose they're a KKK member. Will we welcome them?
We still have to welcome them.
Welcome needs to go first, and then before listen, I think. It just sounds backwards.
Okay.
Frank, we don't need to read it again, Regina.
Okay. Frank, would you also consider that as a friendly amendment?
Switch it up.
Frank, you're muted.
Yeah.
So she's probably yelling at the computer screen.
I don't blame you.
Okay. When you get unmuted, let me know if
he said yes.
Yeah.
He came off. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. D, provide support, resources, outreach, and opportunities for people experiencing vision loss from historically marginalized racial and ethnic communities. There's a vision loss, but Bob isn't here to hear it. So, E, provide opportunities and guidance for allyship with Black, Indigenous, Hispanic, Asian, Asian Pacific Islanders, and other people of color in the California Council of the Blind and the state of California.
Yeah, another request by Bob that he's not here to hear.
Took
out Latinx.
Okay, F.
Oh, no, Stephanie.
Stephanie?
Is Indigenous okay? Or are we moving back to Native? I don't know. Just trying to keep up with the trends on Indigenous versus Native.
At the last
I think Indigenous seems to be more current in terms of general usage. In this context, I'd say that Indigenous is better.
Yeah, I think so too.
That was
because most of the time when we're dealing with these issues, I think people speak in terms of Indigenous peoples.
Well, yeah, and I'll just say for me, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm a little confused. And hey, I'm Black American of African descent with a little B now and a big B later and a whatever. But it sounded like, you know, Native American individuals, Indian country, I'm confused. And I don't want to, you know, I want to be respectful of what their preference is. That's all I'm
saying. Right. Laura isn't here, but at the last membership meeting, she did share that there's some controversy over Indigenous within their community because some people don't consider themselves Indigenous and they actually still use Native American. Mm-hmm. So, Jessica, again, she teaches this. That's why I keep going to her.
Oh, yeah. We got to defer to the expertise here. We have it.
Thank you.
So, I mean, and I'm comfortable with whatever we choose. I just had understood that conversation with Laura, and so I wanted to check in.
Let's get some members from that community, and then they can tell us how to fix it.
Laura is from that community.
Yeah, Laura was from.
Ask her.
I think we did already, though.
She did tell us that they prefer Native American to Indigenous because not everybody is Indigenous.
See, I heard that some of them prefer American Indian. So, I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
You know, again, I want to be respectful because names matter.
Yeah.
So, and that is why I, you know, like Jessica's expertise, because you're in the forefront of this. You teach it, you're reading it, you live it. And
Regina, this is David.
Yes, David.
And before you kill me, I have to ask this question anyway. I'm sorry. I asked it before and I'm going to ask it again. And I have to go back to section B. It's very long. It goes into very great minute detail about every different diversity element that is important to respect. However, our Philly decided that we were going to narrow our focus to racial and ethnic justice. And I am just a little concerned about why. I realize you want to welcome everyone. To me, that's kind of implicit. Maybe it shouldn't be. Maybe I'm taking that for granted. I still am concerned that this is going into details that really have very little to do with the focus of our affiliate, which is not to say that we want nothing to do with them. So I don't want that to be interpreted as such. But had we focused on class, on LGBTQ, on other issues, then I would say yes. But we're not doing that. And we made that very clear. So that's just my concern. I'm not against it. I'm just a little bit, I need some clarification.
Okay, so B says, welcome, listen, respect, and support. It doesn't say anything about taking up all these issues. It just says, welcome, listen, respect, and support. D, provide support, resources, outreach, and opportunities for people experiencing vision loss from historically marginalized racial and ethnic communities. Period. End of story. E, provide opportunities and guidance for allyship with Black, I guess we're putting in Native American, Hispanic, Asian, Asian Pacific Islanders, and other people of color in the California Council of the Blind and the state of California. F, promote the acceptance, accommodation, and full inclusion of blind people and people with low vision from all races and cultures by agencies, healthcare providers, employers, educational institutions, businesses, and the general public in the state of California. G, work to address the intersection of disability and race slash ethnicity when seeking education, rehabilitation, employment opportunities, and other related services for persons experiencing vision loss in the state of California. H, seek and form alliances with other like-minded organizations. And that is the end.
All right. So I have an issue with the state of California, because if we get members that are not part of that don't live in California, but they're a member of IDC. So.
But we can't do the national thing. We've got to narrow it. We're an affiliate of the California Council of the Blind. That's not to say we won't, you know, give them some resource, pass them on to something, but really I'm not equipped to deal with, you know.
Neither is our charter, though, right?
Our charter is only. You know what I mean? I mean, I would refer them to Cheryl Cummings if they came from Massachusetts.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. So we would refer them to the correct affiliate.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oof, let's vote on this thing.
Okay.
That one more.
We do have the friendly amendments, which we will change the wording that was.
Yeah, I agree.
Respected. So, all right. All in favor of this amendment, please raise your hand again.
Oh.
It is so in favor of the amendment as read with the changes. And it is again Alt Y, I think Command Y.
It's Option Y on the Mac, Alt Y on the computer. Mm-hmm. Star 9 on your phone and bottom right if you're on your smartphone.
See, that's why you can't.
That's why I'm not a host. See,
why you're not a mouse. Why you don't have a mouse. Why
I've been shouldn't people Regina? Know all this already?
Regina?
Yes.
May I add that I don't know about for other people on a different smartphone device, but for me on an iPhone, when I tap on more, I have to swipe to raise hand. So, Just suggesting that for people who are trying to get it in a hurry, just know you're going to have to swipe a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't land your finger on the top or the bottom or the middle and just get right on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that may be it may be different for Android users, but that's where I am. So I'm swiping.
And
hoping my hand gets raised and gets counted. Yeah.
I hear this a lot with hosting. They just say go to the bottom right.
Yeah.
But really, there's nothing there that says raise hand. You have to click on more and then find raise hand.
Right. Yes.
So that should be explained a little more, I think.
I said, I was very clear. I said under the more button on your bottom right of your screen.
This is not about you.
Andrew. Okay, I'm just saying that's what we're told
No. I want to be clear because I'm the one that jumped up and said it. I want to be clear, Andrea, that that's not a criticism. That's more of a give me time because
That's fine. You got to get there.
Right. I got to get
there. Some of us know exactly where it is. Others have to be swiping. But there is an extra step beyond the more that you need.
Yes,
right, and that's not you, but that's how Cindy explains it. That's how it's written in the hosting.
Stopped yet? Sorry, move it along.
We
can't really tell because it's.
Checking one more time. We have a count.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, Regina, you did last time. You wanted me to wait, so.
Oh no! Go ahead.
Okay, 14, and I'll 14. Start lowering hands.
Okay.
14. I think you're fine.
I do have to ask for the others, but that count should be quick.
Are we supposed to lower our hands now?
I'm lowering them. You can lower if you want, but I'm doing it too.
Yeah, anyone, you can lower your hand if you like, except those on the phone. The landline.
There's no command.
Okay, I got everybody's down. Everybody's down.
Okay. Now, any opposed to this amendment? And if you don't raise your hand, that means you abstained. We know that, but just any opposed?
Not so far. No, you don't have anybody.
Okay. Did some members drop off?
Let's see.
I heard
Bob. There are 25, but Bob and Ruth left.
Okay.
Bob and Roseanne left.
I think we're good. 14 okay. still we're means yeah.
yeah. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah,
you're
fine. That's still a two-thirds, so passed. Okay, that passed. This last amendment is simple. It's an amendment to the bylaws. Amendment 2022-01, convention delegates is the subject. Description, aligning the election of convention delegates with the annual CCB conference and convention. The status is amendment to the IDC bylaws be considered at the April 30th, 2022 IDC business meeting written by Regina Brink. Current language, convention delegates. A, at the regular IDC business meeting scheduled prior to the California Council of the Blind conference and convention, IDC shall elect a delegate and an alternate delegate who will represent the organization at the California Council of the Blind Conference and Convention. B, the amount of the delegate and alternate delegate stipends shall be set during this regular meeting. C, each delegate and alternate delegate must turn in a written report of the California Council of the Blind Conference and Convention no later than 30 days post convention. Now here's the proposed language under number four, convention delegates. At the semi-annual IDC business meeting scheduled 6 months after the annual business meeting connected to the CCB conference and convention, IDC shall elect a delegate and an alternate delegate who will represent IDC at the subsequent California Council of the Blind Conference and Convention. B, the amount of the delegate and alternate delegate stipends shall be set during the semi-annual meeting. C. The stipend can be amended by the Board of Directors prior to the CCB conference and convention if necessary. D. Each delegate and alternate delegate must turn in a written report of the California Council of the Blind conference and convention no later than 30 days post-convention. So that C was put in there in case the amount of the convention changes. Like we do it 6 months ahead and say it's going to be in person and it becomes virtual or the other way around, we have to decide what we're going to pay.
Oh boy, here's Vita again.
I'm right behind you.
I'm a word person. Two things. One is, what happens if one of the people, either delegate or alternate, because 6 months is a very long time, mm-hmm. one of them cancels out or says, I can't make it, or we don't have anything in there that says what we're going to do.
You'll call a special meeting like we did. I mean, that's already in another part of the convention of the, that's in our constitution that at any time the chair, or, you know, the president or anybody can call a special meeting, and that would be a reason to call one.
Okay, good. And the second thing I would say, this is just a suggestion that we put California Council Blind CCB somewhere at the top, and then just say CCB everywhere else, because it's really wordy, really lengthy.
That came straight out of our bylaws, so
you can change it if these are your bylaws.
Yeah, I mean, this is not anything you have to vote on. That's just,
It's a convention, you know. It's a
A
custom to do.
That's what you generally do. You use it once, and you put CCB in parentheses, and then, you know, whatever.
CCB. Mike, I have a question. Why are we voting so far out in the first place? Why mm-hmm. why is that? Why do we have to change that? Why can't we just have a meeting? 3 months, 2 months, 4 months, whatever. Why are we going 6 months out? That seems to be a long time to go out and vote on a delegate and alternate delegate. It really does.
It doesn't.
Okay, Gina, hang on.
In the queue, I'm just saying. In the queue.
Okay, thank you. Wait, Joe. Or Joe, do you want to answer?
I can try. Because of the way our election is, we just have a special election specifically just for the delegate and the alternate.
I don't see why not.
I'm just asking.
I don't understand why we're going so far out. It just doesn't make sense. But that's just spam.
Linda.
Okay, Stephanie first, then Linda.
I'm going to be in support of the language that suggests that we do it biannually, and which would be October, April. So electing the delegates, in my opinion, in October means that we've confirmed them. If somebody has to drop out, then we call a special meeting. We have two meetings a year. And if we're going to then decide to make a meeting to do a delegate, it's burdensome. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, Linda.
Do we have, besides two business meetings and quarterly membership meetings over the course of the year? We do not.
Not.
So these are the only two real meetings we have.
Correct.
And everything else is a program if we're going to have it.
And the board. So the board has four meetings.
Oh. Wow.
The board meets quarterly, but the membership meets biannually or semi-annually. Sorry, I had the wrong one. Wow. Semi-annually.
Okay.
Hey, well, but we can add more. We can add more. I'm sure you would love.
Yeah,
that.
If you guys want more meetings.
More meetings.
I was just asking because I think it, for me personally, it's just too far out. But
yeah.
Seems to be a bit too far out, but that's just my own thoughts. If I'm fine with it, whatever way you go, whatever way it passes, it passes. I'm just asking because it seems to me a bit far out. That's all.
Try it out, see if it works.
Yeah, I guess you're gonna have to try it out. Yeah, because yeah, I don't have a lot of people do, see what do change their plans, you know, in 6 months. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah. Then we call a special meeting.
They might decide to go parasailing and crash. I don't know.
Right.
Know.
Right.
But otherwise, we don't have a built-in meeting before, because this is how we're going to do it, provided nobody drops out. The other thing is, if we had waited till our business meeting this time, credentials is over.
Right. Right.
And we don't have control of what our meeting really is. We give three choices and then we get what we get.
I get it. Yeah, then we go parasailing. That's okay. It's okay. Yeah. I'm just reading a book about parasailing and somebody crashed, so that just came from my
head. Okay, no one go parasailing if you're an alternate.
Exactly. Or a delegate. Stay away from the press.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion? This is our last one. Okay. All in favor of this amendment as read, please raise your hand. Again, you guys know it by now.
More swipe to have raise your hand.
Welty with a point of order.
Okay.
Just a reminder that a bylaw only requires a majority vote.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Frank.
Okay, we have a preliminary count. I'm just waiting on confirmation.
Okay.
Okay, we have a count.
Okay.
12.
Okay. Any opposed? Raise your hand, please. Oh, we have to put hands down, right? Yeah. Sorry. Put hands down. Lower your hands. If you can lower it yourself, it makes it easier on Andrea.
Okay, we're all down.
Okay, now, if you oppose this amendment, please raise your hand.
Okay, we have a count. One opposed.
Okay. Thank you. It passes with 2/3 again. Thank you, everybody, for voting and sticking with us through it. I'm going to turn it over to Linda Perel next.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm unmuted. Great.
You are.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Regina has given me the honor of serving as your representative to the CCB nominating committee that's going to meet this following Wednesday evening. I would like to hear from the group individually or however you want to get information to me. We have 7 candidates who have candidate statements on the CCB website. We also had a candidates forum this afternoon, which I think some some folks here attended. But if anyone has any opinions regarding any of the candidates and that want to influence how I cast your vote, or at least put in your thoughts about it, I would welcome that. I think Rob recorded the candidates forum this afternoon. It was very interesting and informative. I think that, God willing, that recording will be put out for people to listen to if they are want to be a truly informed voter, quote unquote. But you can get to me. My email address is lmporelle, lmporelle, all lowercase, @gmail.com. I'd be happy to hear. My phone number is 415-577-8437. I can send both of those. I can send an email to the group with that information in it, if that will help. I'll be happy to do that. And that is it. I just want to cast a vote for folks. There may be some people who get nominated from the four nominating, and we'll have to see what you guys have instructed me to do prior to that. So I look forward to representing you at that event. And now I have to go because I have some very teary teenage grandchildren who need my attention. So thanks.
Thanks, Linda.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Linda.
Bye. Thank you, Linda.
Okay. And now I will turn it over to Linda Samolsky and Stephanie Watts. Stephanie is a member of the committee, and Linda Samolsky is co-chair of membership.
Actually, Joe is
co-chair as well.
Co-chair, yeah. Too, but.
Yeah. And so we have been very busy over the past several months in the membership committee. I believe last year we proposed, or we told you about the idea of coming up with a postcard, or a brochure, which is in the form of a postcard. Those are now done. They've been printed, and Stephanie's going to describe the card to you. I know we don't have much time, but you just heard us, or you just heard the reading of the bylaws and constitution. And those are all the reasons why people should become a member of IDC. If you believe that we are stronger when we are in unity and mutual and give mutual respect to all diverse populations, if you want your life to be enriched, and you would like to serve, there are lots of ways, and there are going to be more upcoming ways to work and serve and have a good time, and you want to just engage and want to enrich your life, then please come and be a part of IDC. It's a way to feel comfortable, like we've said here before, that you will be listened to, you will be made to feel welcome. And I've just personally enjoyed being a part of this committee and being a part of the membership committee. We have a wonderful time. We laugh together, but we get a lot of work done. We've worked really hard over the past few months. And we want to thank the publications committee for helping us put together the postcard. Joe, did you have anything to add?
No, I think I want it rather, Stephanie, because I think y'all heard enough from me with the Constitution and bylaws.
No.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Well, you really didn't say anything, but that's okay, because that means I didn't have to listen to you, so that's okay. The alt text description of this IDC postcard, I asked Ira for the description, and this is what they gave me. So the literal description: smiling young woman of color with arms spread out, looking at the sky, standing in a dry desert mountainous scene. And so, Regina, if you want to talk offline and, you know, tweak this.
That's right.
Okay. And so the card says, we invite you to join us at exclamation point, Inclusive Diversity of California IDC. And then we have some bullet points. Did Linda and Joe, did you want me to read the text or just how would you like me to proceed?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bullet point: assist people of color to obtain information on living with vision loss. Bullet point. Next bullet point here. Advocates for racial and ethnic justice for all blind and low vision Californians. Bullet point: promotes cultural awareness in a safe, mutually respectful. Let me start that one. Mutually respectful atmosphere. Okay. Next bullet point: encourages allies to join us in advancing equity for all people. Next point: collaborates with other communities striving toward social justice. Okay. And that's one side of the card. The next side of the card, we have a logo, which is a group of hands with different skin tones overlapping in a circle with IDC written boldly in the middle. To join or donate, and then it gives our email, membership at IDC. I apologize because this is in UEB. So membership at IDCofCCB.org. And of course you can call 408-409-6634. And then Inclusive Diversity of California, parentheses, IDC, and affiliate of the California Council of the Blind, parenthesis CCB. And then the last tagline, celebrating unity, honoring diversity. Woohoo, woohoo. We are great. That's it. That's
the logo card. Is on both sides of the card. It's on the front and the back.
I'm really glad it all fit.
Because and as I read,
I'm so happy. Yeah.
And I can tell you, as I read it from the Braille transcription, I didn't, and this is something you guys can advise me on now or later. I didn't put logo on both sides simply because of the Braille reading of the card. I didn't know if you wanted, because for us, and reading it in Braille, front and back doesn't necessarily matter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it's laid out. Yeah. Right now.
We can talk about that at our next membership meeting, but an email will go out soon as to what the postcard says and how you can access it. And does anybody need the email? We can send out the email and the phone number again. And if you have any questions, if you'd like to join and just talk about joining, whatever it is, please either call or email and we'll get back to you and we will talk about whatever it is you'd like to talk about.
Linda, again, for the purpose of the recording, if you and Joe are okay, I can reread the email and the cell phone number.
I have it here too.
Okay. So email membership at IDC of CCB. That's I, India, D, David, C, Corn, California, of CCB.org. That's our email. And our phone number is 408-409-6634.
Okay. And to be clear, it's IDC of CCB.org. So membership at IDC. So you don't write the word California in there. It's IDC right. of CCB.
Right. Membership at IDC.
When I read it
Hang on one sec. Membership at IDC of CCB.org. Is that right, Regina?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just going to say that when I read it, when I record the happenings, I spell the whole thing out. So yeah. I say IDCOFCCB.org. Right. All I was going to say, Stephanie. I'm sorry.
Right. No worries.
I just want, because otherwise it may be confusing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is it of? Does it say the word of?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yep. O-F. It sure does. She's right. Yep.
Okay.
She's right.
So I have a point here.
These are already printed. No correction.
Oh, I know. So I'm concerned that we don't have our PayPal site on here for donations. So in the email, you may want to add the PayPal.
Maybe when we send it out, we didn't have any more space. We asked about that. And there was space because PayPal is long.
Yeah. Actually, we talked about it, and the brochure / postcard is going to go out upon request. We cannot afford to have any of these, just sitting around. We want them to go out. However, mm-hmm. we can't waste them. So we would prefer that. If someone wants to make a donation and you're at a resource fair or something, I mean, they may come up and say, is there a way to donate to your affiliate?
Well,
and then talk
let me
about
stop
it.
You. So if they're at resource fairs and they want to donate, giving them the card is fine because we can always funnel them in.
Right.
And anything that we get them in, because we do have 1,000. So yes, we don't want them to just sit in your basement or sit on your coffee table, but we also don't want them just to sit here and do nothing. So it's a balance. So if you know you have places where you can hand them out, and then, you know, if you have leftovers, you can always send them on to someone else that might have something coming up. We'll work that out. But I don't want to be so conservative that we don't give them out.
Right.
So, and sometimes emailing ahead to say, do you want more brochures? They just say no, because why are they going to say yes? They don't want any more.
Yeah, so here's the thing, though. The donation part of it, people aren't necessarily going to email and say, where do I donate? How do I donate? People just like to donate and... I'm that kind of person. Like, I'll just I'll just go onto the website and donate, and I don't want you to know all of my information. I don't want to get 90 emails from you a year or anything like that, right? And I'm just wondering if we could do it for free. Okay, so this is what I'm asking. If we could do it for free, would we be willing to have some small business cards that just give out phone number, membership, email, PayPal site for donating, like something like that? Really simple.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that as well. And I mean,
really simple.
Regina, may I be in the queue? Thank you.
Yes. Okay. We had spoken about that. And I think that's idea as an alternative to putting it on the card. Go ahead, Stephanie.
And I don't know if there was somebody ahead of me. I thought I might have heard. Nope. Okay.
That was actually me, Cache.
Uh-huh. Oh, Cache. Sorry. Okay, go ahead, Cache.
Oh, no. Go ahead, Stephanie. I can.
I was just going to say maybe this Vita, I hear what you're saying, and it's thoughtful and such. Maybe it's a membership meeting discussion. I don't know for chairs and you, Regina, as president. I don't know how.
We had said we already kind of discussed it and we'd take it up.
You guys, you have about 10 minutes left. Yeah. I don't know where you are with your program, but I just want to make sure.
Cache.
That's it. Thank you.
Oh, this is Cache. And just as a suggestion, I know you guys, I think I did hear that correctly, that you already have those printed out, but maybe as you guys are getting nearer to reordering, maybe consider adding a QR code so that it can be scanned and then it can take them directly to a website that has all, you know, somewhere specific that has all of the information with the PayPal, where they can donate, where they can volunteer. It just makes it easier, because in this stage of, you know, there are still people reading, but then in the days of technology, it's just easy. You know, people just want to scan it, boom, 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 and it's there, and they can make the donation. Thank you.
Good idea. Good idea.
Okay. Yes, we'll keep that business card as well. Okay, we have some reports to get through very quickly, and so I'm going to ask that we stop discussion. And if you can
make your
programs short and sweet, I mean your reports short and sweet, I'd appreciate it, Pam. Program
short and sweet. Okay, programs is ready. We are done. We had a great program. Fred Mead was fantastic. I got a good lot of feedback from the membership. We have a book thing going on in June. I'll give you the name of the book in a couple of weeks, because we got a convention and I'm busy right now. And then in October, we'll plan something else. I'm done. Well, in October, we're working on the October program. I'm going to be sitting down with Regina after
convention,
after our convention, not ACB, after our convention, and start thinking about how to lay this out. And in June, we will do the book, and it's the vanishing. I was going to say half. I can't admit it, but it's 8 o'clock, and my dog needs to go out. But the vanishing half. No, thanks, Linda. I was going to thank you. And I'll give you guys the DB number. I think I did already once, but I'll give it to you again, and I'll send all this out in email. And we haven't come up with a date yet, because I haven't really thought about it. I've had so much on my mind with coding, serving on the convention committee and stuff. I haven't had a chance to think about a date for June yet for the book. So that is the convention. But I did get a lot of feedback from the membership about Fred Mead. He did an awesome job, but I'm really thinking about inviting him back to do a second half. I'm not sure when. Hey, I may sneak that in October. Hey, who will see?
Hey.
But I am done.
Okay, David, you're not last this time. Go ahead, David. Publications.
There we go. My screen reader was not cooperating. Well, I have to, now that I have the publications committee finally reconstituted, I have to call a meeting, and I will do that. I have been kind of busy with other issues, which is an excuse, but one of the things that I would like to talk about with the committee is where we're going as far as some kind of newsletter. I want to talk to Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, because I know Gil Johnson publishes the foreword every Vita. How often does he publish the magazine? Because
Times a year.
Wow.
We all contribute. People contribute to it.
Yeah.
He's the editor.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we really need to do something like that. And I guess what it will do is work up a few prompts to help you folks think of ideas, stories, essays. What has your life experience been as a person of color who is blind or has low vision? Someone suggested the other day, I was talking, and they just asked me, a sighted person who happens to be African-American, said, what kind of discrimination does a blind person face who is a person of color? And is that discrimination different in any way from, you know, the being blind versus being discriminated as a person of color? That was an interesting question.
Yeah.
People perhaps might want to talk about what it, you be, for instance, I know someone who is blind, African-American and gay. And people ask him a lot, you know, so, you know, where do you feel you're discriminated the most and things like that? Or what kind of experiences have you had living in a country where, or in a state or in a city where you have experienced, you know, racial injustice? Has that been different because you're blind in any way? Has the blindness influenced that? Or what about the opposite? Being Black, and you know, how does the Black community accept you, or you know, as a blind person, or vice versa? How does the blind community accept you as a Black person? Things mm-hmm. like that. Or if you have any ideas about just, you know, how can we work together to more effectively focus on the intersectionality between race and blindness and low vision, things like that. So we'll think about that. And because I know Stephanie, you asked several months ago about some kind of guidance and prompts for that. And we will. And then I want to find out from the community, from the members, if you know we can solicit contributions. And if we can do that, I would like to start at least come out with at least one issue this year. I would like to see two issues, but the more contributions from folks, the better. And, you know, we can help you if you need help, you know, writing or editing.
Thank you. And he has a great committee. There's Laura Hernandez,
Pam,
and
two Lindas.
Linda Perel and Linda Simone. Yeah.
I can't think of any better people.
I have a quick comment.
Go ahead.
We may want to reach out also to like BPI and see if they will allow us to reprint some of their articles. Some people have written some amazing articles there.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, I have to contact them anyway because I sent my membership dues again and never heard from them. So I got Vita, if you could contact Maria.
Yeah, I can help you with that.
I would be very grateful. I told Leah, but I never heard from Maria. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
All right.
I will contact Gabriel and Anthony and suggest and ask them if we can do that.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Great suggestion. Okay, David. Robert is recovering and he's says he's much better and about going to contact people on his committee. If advocacy is your thing, let me know because he could use some help. Judy is in New York and she did not have a report to offer, but she does send her best wishes. All right. Any other announcements before we close? I have one thing to leave you with, and it's from Pam Shaw. I was in a workshop with her, and she said, power is purpose, opportunity, work, excitement, and resourcefulness.
Oh, cool. I love that.
We have power, IDC. Yay!
Yay.
Yeah.
And that is what I want to leave you with. I think we have made it before 8 o'clock.
We have.